I can't believe this story about the cockroach bomb. A man is in hospital with significant burns after a cockroach bomb exploded in his apartment in West Ryde. The cockroach bomb, which is a highly flammable aerosol, was placed next to a hot water system, and this apparently caused the aerosol can to ignite. The blast blew out the kitchen's windows, damaged a car that was parked outside the apartment, and now this man is in hospital with significant burns. Joining us on the line, Ian Crimmer from Fire and Rescue New South Wales. He's the superintendent. Good afternoon to you, Superintendent.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Do we already know about these dangers?
Yeah, look, it's been a long-standing problem. Fortunately, we haven't had too many incidents like this, but we certainly have had a number over the years. Now, you need to be aware that these cans, they have an insecticide, which obviously is damaging to the insects, and you wouldn't want to be in the room if that room full of that sort of that gas. But the actual gas that's used to propel that insecticide throughout the room, it's a hydrocarbon gas, very similar to the LP gas that you use in your barbecue. So when you set these devices off, you are in fact filling your room with a highly flammable gas. And the instructions are very clear that you must make sure there's no source of ignition. Now, the one thing that most people tend to forget about is the hot water system. And that was the case here this morning. An electric hot water system has a thermostat. Those little thermostats activate every couple of minutes, turning the water on, the heat on and off. When that thermostat activated, it created a small spark. That small spark was enough to ignite the gas vapor in that room. So that whole room full of gas basically exploded rapidly, blew out the windows, and as you said, caused injuries to that male occupant.
Superintendent, you'd have to say it's a pretty easy mistake to make, wouldn't you? I think most people buying a cockroach bomb would think, okay, well, I've got to set it up in the middle of the room and press the button and walk out and close the doors.
Well, look, we urge with all these sorts of things, you must read the instructions. The instructions are very clear to ensure that you do eliminate all sources of ignition, switching off power, etc. But our experience is that one of the things that people often ignore is a hot water system. If you have a gas hot water system, the gas hot water system has a constant flame that's burning regular little pilot light. Now, you have to extinguish that pilot light, which means reigniting it again afterwards. So there are issues around that. And in this case this morning, an electric hot water system with a thermostat, all it needs is a minor spark, even static electricity is enough to ignite.
I think most people listening to this right now, apart from people with expertise in this field like you, Superintendent, would just be saying, well, forget that, I'm not going to be setting off a cockroach bomb again.
Look, they are widely used devices, and as I've said, fortunately we haven't had too many instances. It's like everything, provided you follow the instructions, read them twice, just double-check, then by all means use the device. But you know, we just can't emphasise the importance enough of just reading instructions and following the rules that come with them.
All right, Ian Crimmer, thanks for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure, Ben.
Fire and Rescue Superintendent Ian Crimmer. I'd never heard about it before. I didn't know that they were a danger, cockroach bombs. And when you have a listen to the checks and balances you've got to put in place before setting one off, I think most people will just say, oh, well, I'll have to live with the cockroaches. I'm not going to take the risk, particularly when this bloke's in hospital with significant burns and then you've got windows that were blown out and a car damaged outside the apartment. No thanks.